Welcome to the Trauma Informed Lens Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Bennett. Each episode, we talk about the research and practical aspects of the trauma informed movement. This podcast is not designed to replace mental health services. If you feel uncomfortable or triggered by our discussion, please consider seeking your own trauma treatment. In no way is seeking treatment an admission of weakness. It is a chance to build resiliency and experience post-traumatic trauma. You can find show notes, resources, and more at traumainformedlens.org. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. I just thought I'd shoot out a quick message as we go into the holiday seasons. I know... Having been in the helping healing professions all my career, this stretch between kind of mid-November and whenever we recover in January has some of the greatest memories and some of the most stressful stretches in my time. I think, you know, in some ways we have to be so happy for so many people who might be struggling. Trauma and the holidays goes hand in hand, and you know, looking at our COVID rates, we know 250,000 people have lost folks that if the pandemic didn't happen, the vast majority of those people would be celebrating together with us for Thanksgiving. We've also probably seen clients, patients, students, or at least their families impacted by this terrible disease. As somebody who I believe I had it, we didn't have tests back in March when I got extremely sick with a respiratory infection. Know how horrible this disease is and how devastating it's been for so many. You know, I think, you know, we're not out of this yet. And I think, how do we, you know, with all the research I've done at self-care, how do we get through these holidays when we've got not only the sun's disappearing as we, for most of us, you know, as we enter the solstice, getting to those really, really dark days. And as the days get shorter, the COVID numbers go up. Economically, I know a lot of us are struggling as well. There's been some things I've had to do this year, like, I'll be honest, apply for unemployment insurance. I never thought I would need to do in my life again. And it's been a humbling experience and a reminder is, boy, folks who manage these systems, they're not easy to manage. I was sitting around with a lot of time on my hands because nobody wanted in-person trainings. Especially in the spring, and it was frustrating to deal with the systems that a lot of my folks deal with all the time, and incredibly humbling coming off such a great year in 2019 to kind of have everything come to a screeching halt and feel like, at least in the spring, I was on the bench when all of my heroes, you all out there, were risking your lives. The best thing that I could do for my community and you was to, in many ways, just stay at home. It's been great to do a few in-person things, but to see that a lot of trainings have gone virtual. And you know, for me personally, and totally selfishly, it's great to be back in the game. And again, being just a little part, whether it's the podcast, whether it's the heart rate variability book I got to write just because of COVID. I guess that's one of the things I can be thankful for is, you know, when you wasn't expecting to publish a book this year and had nothing to do in the spring. So I can hold that up at least as an accomplishment in this crazy time. But, you know, I always appreciated this time as, you know, a lot of people are complaining about not seeing their families. A lot of you work through the holidays, that there's not that break. Maybe you get an extra day off somewhere in here, but a lot of times we're going to work. We're working the overnights at the shelter. We're keeping the ICUs open. People's issues don't stop because, you know, it's the fourth Thursday in, you know, November, you know, or later December during Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. And so, you know, I just want to shout out to all those that don't get, you know, 2 days off you know, to celebrate on a normal year. And now we're dealing with such high intensity, the fear that's dumped on us with this. So I hope, I was really encouraging people when we hit the summer, if you could do a triage time off, basically trying to get away, that we could build up at least some sense of wellness in our workforce with this upcoming wave that it seemed obvious that we were going to hit once winter struck us. So if you're sitting there like, how in the world do we survive, you know, another season or two, 6 months maybe, of COVID, as I'm recording this, our government, I guess, is in chaos. We're in such a weird political environment. One of the presidential candidates have not succeeded defeat and is trying everywhere he can to reverse the will of the voters. At least I think that's a pretty subjective thing to, or objective thing to say, even though if you know me, you know I have opinions about the issue. You know, and what's the economic cost of this going to be moving into when our state budgets move into a fiscal year where a lot of state income has been devastated by income tax and other things being impacted by the pandemic. And so how do we do this? And one of the things that I always allow myself to do, and I think is a self-care strategy we don't talk enough in really hard times, is say, I'm going to survive. I'm going to survive. I may not be my best self. I may not be able to work out each and every day. I may hit, you know, I may, by the time Friday rolls around, I might be exhausted, you know, and just say, okay, we need to survive. It looks like 6 months. These vaccines are getting astronomical numbers. If you're not familiar with vaccines, when you hit the 90 plus percentile, there is so much hope. Now, when does that vaccine get into your body and my body? Probably your body before my body, and I'm all about that. If you're on the front lines, my friends, take my shot. you know, but you know, we've got this 6 month stretch left before we get that. So giving yourself a chance to survive, but we can't be in survival mode for 6 months. And I just want to give voice to some of you have been in survival mode already for over 6 months. I'm really worried. I'm worried about my friends in the social service, healthcare, education. I got first grade classroom in my bedroom right now. My wife is just absolutely doing an amazing job. But I know, you know, if you could just imagine you had to do a whole, learn a whole different job. You know, virtual teaching is just 80% different than in-person teaching, and then to go back and forth. You know, if it's safe and you can hug a teacher, hug a teacher, hug a nurse, hug a physician, hug a social worker. We all need it at this point. And so one is we got to say, okay, we just need to survive. I hope, like me, you look at those vaccine numbers and this is going to end. It seems like every day we get great news, but that great news again is 6 months. So what can we do in survival mode to get through? Because I don't want us to start dying of heart attacks. And I'm serious about that. The stress we've been carrying around is, for a lot of us, traumatic at this point. We, in my trainings, I used to call it small T trauma, but it's not small. So I started using chronic trauma. But when we're under high levels of stress and experiencing a loss or threat to our own life or our family's life, you know, I think it's okay to call COVID a trauma. And you know, if you know me, I use that word with a whole lot of caution. We can call it a trauma. And for a lot of folks who weren't able to triage time off and self-care, or maybe just couldn't, maybe we could take time off, but we really needed to go on vacation and it just didn't make public health sense or financial sense for some of us to do it this year. I'll be honest with you. I realized about 2 weeks ago I had not really taken a day off since this started. Part of that's just a fight to keep my business afloat. And I think I've been in survival mode. So it hasn't been, and again, I'm not comparing my situation to those that go to the front lines each and every day. That there's no comparison. You will always hear me say, yeah, this has really hit me hard, and yet we are so fortunate because we've maintained, we were able to probably both my wife and I overcome COVID and keep going and not lose our house yet. You know, that's where the safety net has helped us. So, you know, we look at this. So really, how do we get through it? And I would just really challenge you, as we enter a time where it's easy to be unhealthy. You know, it's for a lot of us, you know, if you don't live in the southern or close to the equator or further south than we do here, at least in Colorado, you know, it's harder to exercise. I usually, you know, it's nice when the sun's out at 7 o'clock and it's warm enough to take dogs for a walk. You know, that gets dark around here this time of year around 4 or 3:30. It's terrible. But how do we do that? And if it's just, hey, I'm going to walk, try to get a half mile in, what can you do? Can you maybe just eat a little healthier? Think about your morning routine. Maybe even replacing a bowl of cereal with a healthier shake. Maybe you have a really good healthy bowl of cereal. So I'm not saying all cereal is bad, but you know, just looking for small things that you can do and giving yourself credit for what you're already doing. I've really realized this about myself is, over the years doing research in wellness and health and, you know, thinking about all this stuff, I do so many healthy things for myself. You know, whether it's the things I put in my morning shake, whether it's things like ninny potting, you know, mindfulness meditation, you know, just things I do that have become habits. But I need to step back sometimes and give myself credit for those habits, because I've been doing a lot of these things for so long is, yeah, I eat this really healthy shake, but I ate this shake pretty much every day for the last, you know, 5 years. So am I getting like, oh, I've really improved. I'm just maintaining. But psychologically, I spent some time, and if you go to the heart rate variability podcast, we talked about all the crazy ingredients in my morning shake. Hey, why are each of these ingredients good? And just taking a few minutes to give myself credit and counting all the healthy things, even if it's like, hey, I have a shake with broccoli in it, right? It's gross, but, you know, give myself credit for that. So really, you know, give yourself credit for what you do. Try to, and even if you're doing walking for 10 minutes, trying to get outside in the sunshine, maybe on a break for lunch, you know, maybe again, just tweaks to your diet. Nothing big, because when we're in survival mode, which I think most of us, if we admit it, we've been in, we've got to do little things. If you're in a position to take any time off, and I know for some of you that's a cruel joke, but if you are in a position where, hey, you know, that there is a 3-day weekend, I may not be, you know, it may not be realistic in the next 6 months to take a week off. But could you try to, like I said, triage might be the wrong word, but I almost look at it like that to say, hey, if we don't find a way to take, you know, 3-day weekends, it's good. You know, as managers, could you maybe shift to 10-hour shifts with 3-day weekends? I don't know. It may be impossible, but to survive this at this point, we need creativity, I believe, and we need to not, when we can take a break, not keep working through. And I just shared with you, I haven't taken a day off pretty much in 2020. Before the pandemic, I think I took a long weekend to go snowboarding back when we could do that before all that shut down. But it's been a year of just trying to survive for me as well. And again, I don't compare that experience to those that put their lives at risk every day on the front lines, whether you're in the ICU or whether you're, you know, running a homeless shelter or a residential childcare facility, you know, all these things, or you're an educator. And so, you know, what little things can you do? Give yourself credit. So number one, my homework for you, give yourself credit for what you already do. Psychologically, you know, the placebo effect, right? When we think something's going to benefit us. So psychologically, just pay attention. You know, well, why do I put chia seeds in my shake, you know, each and every day, even though it makes it really thick and almost undrinkable? I do it because the Aztecs called it the food of the gods. You know, if any traditional culture calls it a food for a god, I'm going to pay attention to it. Cacao, not the good cacao, the you put in a chocolate bar, but just pure, you know, the anti-inflammatory processes. Broccoli gives me a lot of healthy antioxidants, also anti-inflammatory to overcome that stress. So, you know, when I give myself credit for this, you know, it does maximize the impact of the healthy things that I do. So even getting those steps in, even though you might not be able to go for a run or get to the gym, give yourself credit for what you do. Try anything. We've got to, in many ways, fight the guilt. If we can take a 3-day weekend, what we're going to be able to do with that extra day is give better services, give better care when we come back from that break. So really trying to really prioritize this stuff and prioritize any little bit of self-care. You're not going to start probably training for a marathon at this point. If you can, great. But what are the little things that you can do? Finally, and I always kind of find the Thanksgiving, I like it, but it's always kind of corny to do it, especially when you're just sitting here on a podcast talking into your computer screen for again one more time during this stretch is, you know, just thankful for all of you. You know, as someone who's, you know, in some ways been sidelined in this of, you know, not sort of being, you know, my job is traveling the country, you know, helping train people, working with folks to become more trauma-informed, integrating all these approaches. And with that gone away, left cheering from the sidelines for all my heroes out there that they're doing the work of helping, healing, educating. And I just want to thank you. You know, we see a lot of stuff thrown around on the news, and always we'll take like the final 5 minutes to thank you. But we need more than that. And, you know, I know what you do each and every day outside the pandemic often goes unappreciated. But as somebody who knows that the people that listen to this podcast are the safety net, it's not funding. It's people who are the safety net. Now, funding obviously is part of that, but it's you. It's the relationships that you build with folks. That is the safety net. And so I want to thank you for providing that. And again, try to really structure something you can do to take care of yourself, because we've got probably about 6 months to go, and that might be if we're lucky. But we're going to get through this. We just need to get through it on the other side, because on the normal day, if you remember what January and February were, our jobs were still really stressful. So please take care of yourself. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for letting me be a small part of that over these years. It's been the honor of my life to be that small part of people's amazing missions and amazing work going on. So thank you so much. Stay healthy. And I'll be back in your stream soon.